Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Haida. Thank you for joining me today. This is episode number 204. I appreciate the comments and messages that many of you have been sending to me after starting the program up again, after taking a break. It's very meaningful to me, and it's good to know that the program has value to so many of you. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate the reviews you leave and for subscribing and for sharing and whatever you do. I hope it gives a little bit of lift to your Sunday morning or whenever you listen to the podcast. Thank you very much. Today I'm going to try something new. I'm going to read some poems that I have written about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And these poems are the result of my reading May and June for the most part. My reading habits are somewhat random, and I tend to follow one book and one author and find something there that leads me to another one, and I just sort of hop all around. I got to thinking, after so many of these poets I had been reading, what if I were? And so I wrote, just on a whim, this innovative approach, at least innovative for me, if I were the poet. And in the poem, I give a hint of allusion to maybe a famous poem or two, or a glimpse of the biography of the poet who is the subject of the poem, something like that, something that makes it connect to the namesake in the poem. And then hopefully with some irony at the end, it twists or comes to some conclusion that has a broader appeal and makes it more than just a biographical sketch, but actually makes it a poem. So if you like these, let me know about them. If you don't like them, let me know about it. That's fine either way. So I'm going to read, I think I got 8 of these. They just came about, and we'll see what you think. The first one is, If I Were William Wordsworth. If I were William Wordsworth, I would paint a yellow flower picked from a field full of them, as if God lived there, and Napoleon was but a bad dream to be forgotten in daylight before conserving myself safely into mysticism. But oh, the beauty I would draw, so telling, only sober minds could object. Only eyes that see sin sifted in the soil under rock falsely felt. The rest clamor, but really, who could blame them? If I were James Wright, I would never leave that Minnesota hammock, having fled the October death and the factories that singe men's souls and keep their women in cages for the academy, too soft for poetry, too urbane to squelch the belching fires at home. I would welcome ponies like a shot of whiskey. If I were Jack Gilbert, I would take a lover, then lose her, so I could live with her in a poem until, becoming too old and too poor to be anything else but dry ink read by a few, I would slip away into the carbon-coated atmosphere, hoping maybe to hear a bird or two on the way to nothing, nothing at all. If I were Jean Burden, I would leave Eden, but I would not forget the gardener whose memory keeps me moving, looking for faith in the midst of doubt, wanting order in this tumultuous exile. Unafraid to undress, bare myself to those who care to see my nakedness, the price for truth. If I were Pablo Neruda, I would relish popularity, but try to serve my admirers, swimming against the capitalist tide, but feeling the undertow of any government threatening Eden's balance, knowing the banquets lush with wine and dancing are fine enough for now will someday betray the Epicurean lure. I would just keep writing, wishing my pen was a magic wand that could end war and make all oppression disappear. If I were Gabriela Mistral, I would love the children of the world, red, yellow, black, white, and brown especially. I would remember peaks of my Chilean home and climb each mountain as a vision to be entered, a trance to experience, limping with wealth and notoriety up dusty paths to beautiful, breathtaking summits, only to remember the abyss of poverty careening down the opposing side. If I were Seamus Heaney, I would keep my father's shovel close by. My hands would ache for callous forebearers who dug peat in the bogs for much more than a few pennies, for so much more, clinging forever to sinew from which the soul can never be free. Even wistfully standing on a pleasant green lea, looking with longing out to sea, I would know its feel, the downward thrust into the muck that makes men, the pull that takes us back to what we always are. If I were Stephen Crane, I would swallow my heart, digest that bitter organ somehow still beating in a barren outback where few dare to go. I would run from churchy holiness, run from familial ghosts, fly like a jaybird to a lifeless elm, sit among its broken branches before descending into the weeds to scarf a bug or two, enough to sustain my ego, a profane messiah, restless and ruthless, at home in the slums or lost at sea. So there's 8 new works that I have put together. If I were, and I put myself in the place of the poet, Pat, picking a snitch or two of their biography or their characteristic or their work, and you can do that, of course, and the list is endless. Yeah, there's no end to the poets. For some reason, these 8 came to my mind. As I said earlier, I was reading some of them, and way leads on to way, and that's what happened. So I hope you enjoyed them. I hope they have benefit for you. If you're interested in my published work, my books, or some of my upcoming readings, you can look at kenhated.org. Thank you for listening and joining me today. I'm Ken Hated with the Sunday Poems.